It's James Champagne, and the title of this podcast show is Chainsaws to Chew. And today, we're going to talk about If Only You Knew My Story. If only you knew my story, I could spend forever and a day on this particular episode talking about my story, but I'm going to try and be brief. You can explain your pain to people. You can identify series of events. You can express and communicate past experiences and details. But at the end of the day, that still won't allow majority to relate or understand what you've been through. If only you knew my story. That is not a crutch, that is not an excuse to act out, to lash out, or to act a certain way. But you have to be able to be true to yourself. You have to be able to acknowledge reality and acknowledge facts that have transpired in your life in order to start healing within your life. People might wonder, why are you so passionate? Why are you so energized? Why are you so aggressive, or have controlled aggression, or passive aggressive, or yell, or have rage, or energetic, or whatever the case may be? But they don't know your story, man. If only you knew my story. If only you knew my story, that I had to fight back to get all my rank back in the military. If only you knew my story, I am a product of a field grade Article 15. If only you knew my story, I'm still able to medically retire as an E6 staff sergeant with 7 years of service after having a Article 15, mid field grade Article 15, I might add, midpoint in my career. If only you knew my story as to why I have 100% disability. Now, as of recent, I am permanently 100% disabled for the rest of my life. If only you knew my story, how I have my disability tags and my handicap sticker. If only you knew my story that I'm biracial. If only you knew my story that I have a white dad, but still had to deal or see or experience some racism or discriminating events. If only you knew my story. I grew up in an abusive household, emotionally, mentally, even physically. If only you knew my story, my stepmom, who was supposed to be the savior and was supposed to replace my mom and be a motherly figure to me, I experienced emotional and mental and physical abuse from her, as well as my dad, who my dad was doing it when it was just him and I. If only you knew my story that I don't have a great relationship with my son or my son's mother. If only you knew my story to different details regarding my son. If only you knew my story as to why my son is in Louisiana and why I'm in Texas, because I choose not to have a life in Louisiana, because even if I have a life in Louisiana as a medically retired veteran that doesn't really have to work, it's still not going to guarantee a full-time relationship with my son. If only you knew my story with the pain and injuries I had to endure through the military, before the military, and after the military. If only you knew my story as to where my frustration and anger builds up at. I can go on and on as to if only you knew my story, but hopefully I'm able to make a documentary and write a few books and books about it someday. But until then, I appreciate y'all. We'll continue this topic some point in the near future. That's my time for right now. But I appreciate everybody. Hey, remember, man, if nobody told you, you matter for real. You are chosen because you're still here. You are worthy because you're still here and you still have things to accomplish. You're chosen, you matter, you're worthy. You are more than enough. You just gotta go take what you want. You gotta want what you want. You gotta go take it. Be the change that you wanna see. Be the example. Change starts with you.